you blow up on TikTok, and then it's like all of a sudden you're like, okay, like gotta make the next big thing, especially as like an artist that's like not as big or like has gotten discovered from TikTok. Like, how do you follow that up with like,
Do you remember that guy?
22 Savage?
Yeah, where there was a guy that was like, oh, yeah. Way back.
That yeah.
Weird memories, but.
Way back. Just like, we back. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
What's good?
Oh, man. I'm not going to say it this time, but we're working hard, man. It's been a crazy couple weeks getting ready for the both teams, Leafs, Raptors back in the building.
Yes, sir.
The city's alive again, which is nice. It's more than alive. I spent most of the day going back and forth from Etobicoke to my place now, and the traffic was awful.
Back in Etobicoke.
Yeah, I went to Sherway Gardens yesterday.
Oh, man, I haven't been there.
I fuck with Sherway Gardens.
The like, old Sherway? Like, it's new now, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I miss the old Sherway.
Yeah, that's straight up.
Apologies for the Kanye reference.
Of course, of course. I don't fuck with any malls, to be honest.
I don't. Only Zara.
Yeah, only the Zara on Queen Street. Shout out to that one. Malls are confusing, man, but we won't get into that whole tangent.
But why? I don't know. Like, what's your rationale?
I just don't like walking around looking for stores. A lot of malls confuse me just like wayfinding wise. Like, I find it's just like Sherway, I'm lost, bro. Like,
I will admit, like, yeah. it's tricky to navigate.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a spider's web. There's like a middle part and then everything else branches out. But
yeah, it used to be just a circle and then they start to add more to it.
They're like, what if we did this?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what if we took the Taco Bell away from here and put it in a different spot?
Bruh, Yorkdale is, have you been to Yorkdale?
Oh, a couple times.
That is insane. I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
I can't do it, man.
It's like, one, it's out of my price range.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, malls have priced me out as well, so that's why I probably don't like them as much. But
I actually kind of like it. I like going to the mall. Like, the thing is, I don't like going to, like, the Eaton Center because it's, like, right downtown. It's, like, super busy. When you leave, it's also super busy. It's like,
yeah.
What I like about, like, the classic ones, like Sherway or any of those other ones, is that even Yorkdale.
Shout out Dufferin Mall.
Yeah, shout out to Dufferin Mall.
Yeah.
It's a bit out of the way, and, like, I know that it feels like I'm going somewhere. So I go there,
okay,
handle my business,
yeah,
come back, I'm here. The thing I don't like about like malls that are like downtown, like super busy, all that kind of stuff. Not to say Sherway isn't busy. It just feels
different. Yeah.
And I don't feel like I wouldn't drive to the Eaton Center either. Because like the traffic around there is just so shitty.
Yeah.
But
you would make a whole thing out of driving to Sherway. I get what you're saying.
You know, I like the routine. I like the commute almost because it like feels like I'm going from one place to this place.
Shout out to Humber, man. Whenever I go to Etobicoke,
Stop by. I mean, the number of times that I've ripped by our old place has been...
Shout out to Jack. Yeah.
Man, shout out Landlord to Jack, from hell. Dude. Yeah. I don't know if he's like, man, I'm the number one supporter of this podcast in the background.
Oh, jeez.
That was tough. However,
we've been through it. We don't got to get into all that because that's a whole other...
There's a whole other thing. But back to like malls, like I always found it kind of interesting that like post-pandemic... Like, what would a mall look like? What would it be like?
But you know what's crazy? Oh, you're saying that like,
I figured things would be totally different.
Me too. And they were writing articles about this, and there were like podcast conversations.
This is gonna change the way that we do shopping.
We're not gonna want to go in person anymore. And then shit opens up, and cannot beat it. You cannot beat that experience.
Well, it's like also like. Consumerism, like it's just so ingrained in our mind that like
no, but what I mean is they were saying people would like buy online just way, way more.
Right.
And people did because they had to, but then it's normalized again.
Yeah.
And people are still buying in person. Cause I just don't think you can beat seeing the product, holding the product and buying it immediately.
No, definitely not.
You know? Amazon Prime is huge. I use it as well. Like it's an amazing service. But if I could buy all that shit in store for the most part, yeah.
Like to be honest, like when I'm buying clothes, like I'm going clothes shopping, I never buy shit online.
No,
like
unless
it's like sweatpants or something like underwear
where you know it's
shit,
gonna
like,
fit.
Where I know it's gonna fit. Yeah. Whatever. But like
a t-shirt, I'll do a t-shirt.
I'd do a t-shirt online, yeah, for sure.
But not like a jacket.
Yeah, like I wouldn't buy a jacket online. I wouldn't buy like you know nice dressed clothes or anything online.
No.
Like anything.
Nothing
I'd wear
too
to
expensive
work.
Either.
Because it's just it's. you just don't know what the quality is going to be like. And there's something like nice about having like the product like tangibly there to pick up off a shelf
and try on. Yeah.
It's kind of like reading a book versus like reading one of those like, you know, kudos. What are the, you know, those like the electronic book things?
Keto. I was about to say kibbles.
What do you call it? If you're listening to this, you'll know what we're talking about. But like, it's kind of like flipping the page in a book. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing quite like that feeling.
I get you. Man, you know, just before we jump up to the next topic, I know someone's listening to this and they're like, these idiots, right? Yeah. Like the Kindle. Yeah, yeah. No, when it comes to like shopping online, like buying clothes, like I don't know how to return anything.
Right.
Personally, I actually just take the L every time. I was talking to my boy Agape about this and we both agreed. We're just like, yeah, we never return shit. Like, we just take the L.
No, big time.
I took the L.
I don't know.
I gave some sweatpants to my sister because they didn't fit.
I'm just like, God, that sucks. Looks like I gotta hold this.
Yeah.
That's so funny because I was thinking the exact same thing. So I'm like, why? I'm not quite sure like what.
I have no idea.
Or, like, you put in the mailbox?
I have no idea.
Like, is there a place in your building? Like, because, like, so many people are just like, oh, just return it. I'm like, where?
It wouldn't be that hard to figure out. I'm lazy. I don't know what it is. Like,
a big time.
Everyone does it.
Like, and to be honest, if I bought something from a store and it didn't, like, fit or I didn't like it, I would still take the L.
Yeah,
I would
still return it.
This isn't an online versus offline thing. This is a me thing of fuck, man.
It's a pride, it's a laziness, it's, I don't know what it is.
I remember being a kid,
like
my mom would take me shopping and like, I'd be like, I don't want to try shit on. And then we'd be like, I'd throw a fit or whatever, and then we'd just get my shit, Walmart or whatever, go out there and like try something on at home, it didn't fit. I'm like, oh, looks like I'm never going to wear this.
Oh my God.
You know? Bro,
do you remember before, do you remember like after New Year's one year, 2017 maybe, you came with me to Zara and I was trying to return something? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh man, I wore this like shirt for a New Year's party. I wasn't really feeling it. I was trying to return it, get my like $46 back.
Oh,
and they called the manager. He's just like, dude, there's sweat stains here.
He's like, yeah. He's like, there's nothing we can do about this.
I'm like, yo, I didn't wear it. I only wore it inside to try it on.
Oh yeah.
He's like, come on, dude. I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah. He's like, you capped.
That was one of my top most embarrassing moments because you witnessed the whole thing. And I
know,
was like,
man. Oh. It was like, I felt so uncomfortable too because it's like, I'm not like difficult like that, but it's like, bro, I wouldn't even try that. I'm taking it out. And then you're like, hey, I'd like to return this. And this like shitty fucking like shirt. I'm like, oh, dog, like this is not happening, man.
Oh, man. Hey, we've been through it, man. We've I needed that $46, you know? And didn't get it.
Hey, listen, for all those folks who are on the line listening right now, let us know what you do. How do you return stuff from Amazon? And you know what? It's not even just clothes. Like, imagine if you got like a candle or some shit. How are you going to return a candle?
A candle, shit. Yeah, you let us know, man. Yeah, I need to step by step.
Let me know. It'd be sick if like there was.
We'll get into that.
We don't need to get into this. Let's get into the episode.
Let's get into
episode 22, man.
We back.
2022. We back. Of course, you know what it is.
Spooky season. Halloween coming up.
You know, speaking of Halloween, we got Mr. Halloween. Woo. 21.
Jeez, 21, you know? 21, 21.
Is it, you know, we called it in the last episode.
We did, actually.
You know what I mean? There's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Sounds like 21 and Drake are dropping an album this Friday.
How you feeling, man?
To be honest,
it's called Her Loss.
Yeah, I'm like,
that kind of changes. I don't know what the vibe's gonna be there. I don't want no R&B.
Yeah, Drake like, definitely. Yeah, I'm like, dude, if it's not just like bangers only,
yeah,
like hard tracks only, I don't want it
for Halloween weekend too. So like, you know, going to parties this weekend, I want to hear this album played nonstop. If it's like,
if
bangers,
it's good,
you know?
if it's good, if it's like House 2.0, like I'm not.
Imagine you got 21 on that, the house music vibe.
The thing is, like, Her Loss is like, that's just like a typical like Drake, like,
yeah.
I'm like, Drake shut the fuck
this.
Up,
Drake
bro.
Made
like,
this title
like, bro, shut up.
Her Loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, don't you have a kid? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
I just think it's funny because he's like, he's. I get it. Like, he's so far in his career that, like, what do you mean her loss at this point?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's not like you just made it big now and you're, like, shitting on all the girls.
It's like her loss. Know, like, it's like, bro, like, you're a grown man.
You've been massive for 15 years at this point.
Yeah, like, what? Like, and what is she losing? Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
certified lover boy.
You know? Thing, I don't know.
I am excited for it, though.
Me too. Me too. Because, like, the last time, like, do you remember Without Warning? Like, yeah. 21 Savage and Offset?
Of course.
Like, that was, like, one of my favorite albums in the last, like, you know, let's call it 5 years or so.
Was it 5 years? Yeah.
I think it came in 2017.
Yeah, maybe around there, yeah.
And it was hard, man. That was hard, like, as spooky, hell. Like, crazy intense beats. Like, I loved it. And if this is anything like what that is, I'm down. But, like, it's got to be like that. And I'm hoping that because 21's on it, that it'll be, like, hard, you know?
21 doesn't miss either.
I you know what?
Like, I most like, consistent rapper almost.
I totally agree. Like, yeah. He's, like, so under, like, not underrated, but, like, undervalued.
And I think it's because he's so consistent. It's one of, he's kind of cursed by that, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, he's always kind of, there's really amazing songs, but it's just very consistent. He never has the low points. He never has the super, super, super high points sometimes. Yeah. You know, he kind of just stays in the middle or near the top. But, so then you kind of just, you always just expect him to be there, you yeah. know?
Well, like, his first album, Savage Mode.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time.
Really?
Yeah, I love that album.
Savage Mode is with, what's the main song on it? Bank Account?
No, that one, there's a, trying to think, like, it's not, like, a popular, Issa? Popular album.
Yeah.
But, like, in either sense, it's, like,
that was the
like
one.
It was
you.
A front to back like thematic album.
True,
I loved it.
True.
Like, the one with like
he's
the,
good at that though.
Yeah.
The
totally.
Metro Boomin projects as well. Like that's like spooky season right there. You
yeah,
know?
it's escaping me. Like what some of the bangers are, and like you'd think that I would know this. Let's yeah. look it up. I'm looking it up right now.
Let's do it.
Because I do feel like it's an incredible album. Yeah, like No Advance, No Heart,
right,
X, Savage
no heart,
Mode,
no heart, yeah.
Real N-Word.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all these ones are good. And you know what? It's 9 songs. That's the
so
thing.
That's the thing. People are talking about this projections for this album. And they're like, don't make it more than 7 or like
yeah.
max 10.
Yeah.
For like collaboration projects, I don't need this to be
like 21.
No, I'll get so tired of it, you know?
Totally.
So,
but like, that album was great. Savage Mode 2, when it came out a couple years ago, I was like, all right, well, like, you know, let's see. I'll have a listen. And I was like, all right.
He's
certified.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I love that. And it's like, I feel like, to your point, he hasn't missed. So,
man, let's keep this hip-hop for a second. This
yeah,
is outside of 21, but I just started to remember, like, what do you think of the Yachty song, Walk?
I Walk think it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
I took the
whoa. Okay, so that... Like
it's
I don't get it, but I think it's jokes.
It's hilarious, yeah.
But like, I don't know, man.
I'm hearing it everywhere now, and
yeah,
it's
me
because
too.
Of the meme of it, right?
Me
like,
too.
I heard about the meme of it before I actually heard the song.
It's a TikTok thing.
It's a TikTok thing,
you know.
And the prime minister in Poland was like welcoming him to come, and I'm
yeah.
like, it's a trap. Like,
yo,
what is?
It's so good. It's so funny, but it goes to show it's another like example of like. I don't think he made this song for TikTok, but
no.
it's an example of a song that, like, TikTok made that song.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
Like,
man, do you listen to Steve Lacy?
No.
You know the Bad Habits song on TikTok?
Yeah.
So, like, he had a sold-out concert. Like, he's an artist, right? So he had a sold-out show. I think it was in New York somewhere where everyone is singing along. He cuts the music, and he has him sing the chorus to Bad Habits, which is the number one song in the country. And then when the second verse comes, everyone stops.
Like, no one knows.
And
it.
He's like, y'all know the second verse. Come on. Nothing.
No, that's so awkward.
And I'm just like, how do you feel as an artist? Because, like, on one side, your number one song in the world, in the country. So, like, that's huge. That's amazing. But they only know 20 seconds of it because of TikTok.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, that's the reality of music.
Crazy.
Days, man. That's the reality of music. Because it's not so much like a hook.
Yeah.
Anymore. Like, it's not like, okay, like, hit them with, like, this part of the song and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they blow up so quickly and only one part of the song does.
It's all people know.
It's all people know. Like, no one actually, like, listens to, like, the full songs anymore.
Yeah.
And not, like, I mean, like, people do, but, like, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with the Ice Spice. Or
yeah, that we were talking about. Dude, right,
that
shit, right.
That song was terrible.
Same thing we were talking about.
That song was terrible. It was so jokes, though, because there's another song that she came out with that I saw on TikTok.
Yeah, new one?
It was, like, this goofy-ass, like, and, like, people were just, like, sounds like some Scooby-Doo-ass shit. It's so funny, man.
I think I know what you're talking
about.
You know
what I mean?
Because now it's hard to follow up that first one, right?
Well, like, imagine you're an artist, and, like, it's a marketing thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you blow up on TikTok, and then it's like all of a sudden you're like, okay, like, gotta make the next big thing, especially as, like, an artist that's, like, not as big,
mm-hmm.
or, like, has gotten discovered from TikTok. Like, how do you follow that up with, like, an actual, like, album or a project or something like that? How do you keep those people engaged?
And you might have gotten lucky with that one.
Totally.
You know? Like, it's, you might a lot just of not it. Have the skill for the second or third or fourth.
It's like the... remember that show One Hit Wonder on Much Music?
That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
It was like where they'd only play just, like, songs from bands that, like, had a, like, a one hit banger.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like TikTok has just, like, sped that process up so fast because it's like, okay, like, that band would, like, make an album, but they'd only actually have, like, one song that was really popular or whatever, and they just sort of fizzle out. Mm-hmm. This is, like, flash in the pan. Here's your song for, like, a week, 2 weeks, then you're done. Unless you're an established artist.
Right.
Because, like, there's a lot of artists that, like, are pop, like, Lil Yachty, like, yeah, that song blew up on TikTok.
But he was big before.
But he was already huge before. So it's, like, it's not like he has to, like, have that pressure. But, like, if you're designing music for TikTok, which I think is, like, a legitimate marketing strategy, but it's a very short-term strategy that, like, you don't, like, what is your sustain, like, what do you use to, like, keep yourself relevant?
No, 100%.
Outside of that one song, like, you know that Billie Eilish song or whatever, or the guy's like
probably heard of it,
like, you've heard it a billion times on TikTok, where it's like, I don't know, I can't
remember. Yeah, I was like, I'm waiting for you to sing it.
Bitch, I'm stylish.
Oh, right.
Like, that song. I have no idea who that artist is.
I have no idea either.
It beats me. But it's like, it's...
yeah, I don't actually know.
It's actually kind of funny. Well, like, man, like,
I didn't know Bad Habits was Steve Lacy either. I just knew the clip.
Yeah.
And then I put it together eventually when I saw, like, the longer clip. And I'm like, oh.
You're like,
okay, who's this guy that everyone loves all of a sudden?
Totally. Right? I think it's, like, a really interesting, like, situation to be in as an artist.
Being an artist right now must kind of be pretty annoying. Like, if you don't care about any of that bullshit.
Totally.
Like, for the ones that are actually passionate about, like, creating social content, sure. But I'm sure there's just a lot that are like, fuck, my label's telling me I got to do a TikTok and I got to do a trend and all this.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's like, there's one artist that I, like, that I don't follow, but, like, that always used to come up, and it was, like, just him playing, like, he would, like, hype up this, like, his, like, 15 seconds of this one song, and he would, like, do, like, all these different videos and content of him just, like, with that same song, just doing different things.
Sure.
And it would just be there all the time, and I'm like, man, like, I understand that you're trying to, like, replicate, like, he had, like a random surprise hit, like, two years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been, like, making the music since, but he's, like... but he's, like, trying to just, like, create that one hook to make it go viral versus, like...
you can tell that it's...
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is so incredibly forced. And everyone's like, yeah, this is mid. Like, this is not good. You know what I mean? It's really interesting.
It is, man. I wish we could... I definitely want to get someone in, like, music marketing at some point here.
Yeah, totally.
As a guest, because there must be just so much that goes into artist development now, and, like, I'm sure there's, like, TikTok strategies built into contracts. You know, you have to produce a certain amount of content and promote. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's a crazy field. Like, I don't really even know that many musicians right now.
No, I'm
personally,
like,
you know,
yeah,
just
I barely,
like,
know any.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, it must be hard. But I always say, excuse me, the craft always should always come first, and, like, your passion for the music should always come first, and then the fame, like, should follow if you're, like, good at it, you know?
It's like you say that, but then it's like we see so many examples of people, like, even if you look at Lil Baby, right? Like, Lil Baby's, like, he raps because it's money.
Yeah.
He makes money, you know? Jay-Z has famously said that, too. He's, like, he's rapping because it's, like, he gets paid from it, you know? And it's, like, Yeah, I guess you kind of got to, you do you, I guess, yeah, you know, you like make, whether you're passionate about it or not,
make cash.
Get that check if you need to. But totally. That was our music segment.
Let us know what your expectations are of the 21 Savage and Drake album.
Yes, sir.
Kinda like lock back to that.
100%.
I'm excited. It's going to be a banger.
Let's keep it a spooky season.
Spooky real season.
Quick. Halloween weekend.
Spooky season. Damn, son.
Which one?
You know?
What are you saying, Halloween? Halloween weekend. What's the vibe?
To be
haunted
honest,
house.
What's that?
Haunted house or what?
Yeah, seriously.
Haunted condo.
Yeah, haunted condo. I'm not much of a Halloween guy. You know, I used to be, like, back in the day, like in like university or college, like Halloween parties were always like so much fun. Because like it'd be like everyone's dressed up, everyone's like having a couple drinks, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun. But like as I got older and like I remember people would be like, oh, let's go to a bar for Halloween, everyone's dressed. I'm like, I don't want to do this shit anymore, bro. Like, I'm good. Like, I actually be more down to go trick-or-treating. Like, dead ass serious. I would rather go trick-or-treating.
Hey, get a kid first, man. Don't be pulling up.
You know, I'm a kid at heart, bro.
Don't be pulling up yeah. as a 30-year-old man on these doors, man.
I'll go trick-or-treating at the grocery store, but instead of trick-or-treating, I'll just buy it.
Oh, man. Oh. Hey, that's what you'll be
but
doing.
But I'm not, yeah, like, I don't know.
I get you.
What do you think?
I agree.
Are you dressing up?
Yeah, I'll dress up. I mean, me and my friends are trying to think of, like, a group costume.
That's cute.
Yeah, you know, and it's really just because we're hosting a party, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you have like, to. If you're the guy that shows up to a Halloween party
without a costume,
like hold the L.
Like we had our work Halloween party last week. I don't know why it was last week. Don't ask. But so many people pull up with like no costumes, and I'm just like, I promise you, you're not too cool for this.
Yeah, like
I promise you, you're not too cool. You know, throw something on.
Yeah, like literally throw a fucking sheet on or something like that. You know what I mean? Like throw anything on.
Yeah,
be a ghost or something.
Be a ghost.
What are you gonna be like?
I can't reveal.
Oh, come on!
I can't reveal. It's a secret. I'll have to let you all know next.
You guys should go. Imagine. The Blackstreet Boys.
Hey, we got a good. I was gonna reveal it, but this will come out before the. Honestly, no one gives a fuck. But like, we're thinking of I'm acting like it has to be this like secret thing that people are waiting on. No,
sure.
We're thinking of being Uniqlo mannequins.
Oh yeah, you told me this before.
Yeah, so we all have like we've made jokes about having the same like Airism T-shirt at Uniqlo. We all have different colors.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get the morph suit and then put the shirt over it and come in at the same time. I don't know. In my head, it looks dope, but we'll see.
It's gonna get tough quick with the morph suit, bro.
Yeah,
it's gonna get tough real quick.
Oh, I know.
You have to wear glasses too. Like,
oh, true.
Yeah.
No, we'll see how we pull it off. But yeah, agreed with you. Like the Halloween vibes aren't really there aside from just like house parties, right? Like turn it up.
Yeah.
Chilling.
Pumpkin carving. You know.
Yeah, I don't know how to do any of that. Do you?
Yeah, you've never carved a pumpkin in your life before?
No, my family doesn't do that, man.
Damn. You know?
You going to the pumpkin patch as well or what?
No, I'm good.
Damn.
No.
Damn.
But
that's,
you know,
part of it.
It's a
man.
Fall vibe. The thing is, like, once Halloween is over, Halloween to me is like the end of like fall. And then you transition into like shit winter.
I guess. No, November's we have a whole other month
one.
Of.
But November's the shittiest month because it's not like cold enough to snow, but it's warm enough. It's still warm enough to rain. So it's like, and all the leaves are
just
falling.
Wet, it's
and
gross, like, it's dark. There's no holiday either.
Yeah, there's like
nothing.
It's just not a vibe. It's not good.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, I always find that like, what's like a good brand that's done Halloween well? You know what I mean? Like,
Trying to think of that.
There's not really anything. Like, there's no real like marketing play or anything.
Other than like if you're a chocolate or candy brand.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like
then
you're
like bag is
that.
Being secured. Like,
sure,
it's
for
like,
sure.
Like that's putting me over the edge for my bonus.
Yeah.
So
I feel like probably maybe fast food restaurants do something. I don't know. I don't really see a lot of messaging around Halloween. Like, what are you going to say? Unless you have, like, a specific product, you know, that's, like,
totally.
Special edition. I know Burger King probably has a green burger or some shit, you know.
A spooky burger.
Spooky burger. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, you know, but.
You know.
I see here eBay's pulled all Jeffrey Dahmer related costumes.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Not even crazy that eBay did that. It's crazy like how many Jeffrey Dahmer costumes there
are. Yeah, they were just like, oh shit, oh fuck, we should probably get rid of this.
Man, this thing is weird because like we haven't really talked about how big it's gotten either, but like it's number two for Netflix in terms of English scripted shows, right are under gonna, Stranger Things.
Are you going to watch it?
No, at this point, no. There's no point.
Why?
The Dahmer series?
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm kind of like, should I just watch this shit now?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Yeah. We talked about it in the last episode, right? Just about like how we're kind of glamorizing a lot of this stuff. And it's just crazy that it's gotten so big and then that people want to be this for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know?
What is the big costume going to be? It's like definitely going to be some shit related to this.
To Dahmer?
Yeah. Well, you said Stranger Things before.
I said Stranger Things. Last year was Squid Game, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some Game of Thrones stuff this year. Maybe. Because of House of Dragons.
You're just, like, walking around like some, like, warriors just, like, walking down the street. Like, some intense.
I'm going to be Black Adam, bro.
Yeah.
I heard that shit was horrible, but I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it.
Man, is that with
like, critics are Johnson? Slamming that shit. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You gonna watch it?
Probably not.
You good?
Not a big movie.
Support our black brother, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, yeah, our black brother.
50%
yeah.
Half.
Yeah, you take half. Love it. Let's move on.
Yes, it's a weird episode right now. We're on some vibes.
You know, it's a vibe. It's a spooky vibe. This is a haunted ass episode. Bro.
I like it.
You know.
All right, what's next?
This one's gonna bring us back to like marketing. Okay, so I have to, like, whenever we're, like, looking at topics, I always, like, scroll through LinkedIn to find some bullshit. I always scroll through Strategy Online, which is, like, you know, Twitter. It's, like, my feed for, like, boring white advertising shit. So Strategy Online comes out with this article. It's, like, there are 2022 brands of the year. I was, like, okay, this should be good. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got up going in here. So I looked at the number one brand, and it was Heinz Ketchup. So Heinz Ketchup's like had all this promotion and the like so much like advertising budget behind it this year. They did like the hot dog campaign where it's like the hot dogs in the package don't equal the buns in the in their own pack. And I'm like, yeah, we've talked about it before. I'm like, you know what? It's right. I'm glad that's just like a functional thing that they should do.
Yeah.
But, like, they've played into this whole, like, iconic Canadian, like, you know, our brand is so recognizable kind of, like, situation that, like, every brand is now doing, which is, like, the quick, seen like...
Kraft do it as well.
Yeah, Kraft, like, I'm like, it's all the same shit. You're just like, look, our brand is so iconic, we don't need to advertise. I'm like, nice. And it's like, stop.
Yeah,
stop
like, while advertising.
Stop doing that. You know what I mean? It's, like, this really annoying trend. So I was like, okay, like, what's number two? Like one of them was like Lego, but I started to like dig through a little bit more, and like a couple of the other brands were like one, the Canadian Down Syndrome Society, and then Zabiha Halal, which is like a CPG like meat company, that's like catered towards like Muslim people who like only need to eat halal meat,
right.
And, like, I read a little bit about the blurb and the story with each one of those, and it was, like, it's driven in, like, purpose, community, bringing people together, and, like, for, like, the good cause. And I'm like, why the fuck is the first brand ketchup? You know what I mean? Why the fuck are
bringing
we...
people together for what?
What's that?
What are they bringing people together to do? Like Heinz ketchup?
No. I meant, like...
That's the criteria.
Yeah, I don't know what the criteria is.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like looking at like the Canadian Down Syndrome Society. Like it's like it's like we funded all this research and we got people to like learn more about, you know, Down syndrome and like, you know, that whole realm of things that aren't regularly talked about with ordinary people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ordinary people being like the average person who like isn't directly, you know, in contact with someone who has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
So like that's an amazing cause. Like that's something that like, okay, cool. It's bringing awareness to and scientific studies to a, you know, a syndrome, let's call it, that affects a lot of people, you know? And then this halal brand, it's like, you know, it started off as like this thing that like brought people together because like Muslim people could only eat certain types of meat if it was a certain way. And like, I imagine 20 years ago, it probably wasn't like that. And you know, and like that's
making it more accessible.
Totally. That's been their whole thing.
And then you got Heinz.
And then you got Heinz. It's like, we made a funny ad saying that like, you know, hot dogs and hot dog buns should be sold in the same package. I'm like, you know, this is what exactly was wrong with the industry, especially in the last couple of years, where it's like preaching purpose driven community, bringing people together, all this kind of stuff, and like tangible outcomes. It's like, okay, if the most tangible outcome in the kind situation is that like they just make the amount of buns to the amount of hot dogs in a package, like, that is not really like benefiting society in any way.
In zero way possible.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is the kind of stuff that like frustrates me about like the industry, because it's always like just about this like stupid gimmicky shit where I'm like, listen, like I like Heinz, you know, I'm not a big ketchup guy, but whatever. It's like, I know it's like it's one of the only relevant ketchup brands. Like, I don't know why we need to like continuously like communicate to the public that like, this is who we are. This is what. Okay, great. I don't fucking care. It's ketchup, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we've like had those conversations before, where it's like, let's disrupt the industry, and it's a brand that sells fucking toilet paper, right?
Yeah. Like let's make shit happen. Let's
innovative, like, thumb stomping content.
Yeah, innovative. It's like
toilet paper, dog.
I'm
buying the cheapest one in the, you know.
Yeah, like literally I'm like,
in the aisle.
Yeah, I'm like whatever one is. Like, are you loyal to your toilet paper?
No brand loyalty. No.
I don't. Like, it's not. It's like you're buying shelf space. Like you have the money to buy shelf space. Yeah. That's why you're so relevant. Like you guys have a lot of money. And you're paying for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Or paying to have that type of like recognition. Same thing with like, I saw like the Tim Hortons, like Justin Bieber commercials.
Tim Biebs thing?
Yeah. Like one like best influencer campaign. I'm like, it's only good because
Justin Bieber.
I'm like, you guys just paid to get Justin Bieber in this spot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even like that jokes of a commercial. It was like, you have like the biggest celebrity on planet Earth in the last 30 years. Saying I like Timbits,
that's all
you need to do. Like, your production budget for that was insane. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't actually use an influencer strategy. You just paid for Justin Bieber. It'd be like me saying, oh man, like the reason why the podcast is so big is because like we do really great work, and Drake was also one of the guests on the episode.
Man, I was thinking, you know, the exact same thing. Yeah, if we had Drake on the show, it changes absolutely everything. Right?
Right?
Yeah.
It's like
saying we'd win a podcast award.
We won a podcast award because we paid Drake like fucking like, you know, 500 bands to like
come sit down and
just talk to us about ketchup. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. It's like, that's the thing.
It's a pay-to-play kind of game, you know?
It totally is. And like when we talk about the industry being like not inclusive, and in fact very exclusive, and the types of shit that like we promote and engage with, advertise, is just like a recycle of the same people, the same ideas, the same products. Everything is just the exact same. It's so incredibly homogenous, and whenever there's something different that comes into the fold, it's either like shut down or like, you know, people
never
don't
rise to the top.
I
will even say I'm surprised that they had Canadian Down Syndrome Society and Zabiha Halal. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Like, I'm surprised they even kind of had that on the list.
Yeah.
Not sure where it's ranked. You know, I don't know if it's right beside Heinz or like completely far away, but I am surprised to even see it there, because I thought this list would just mainly be the gimmicks.
Me too. I'm like, usually it's like some stupid shit that like, I'm like, okay, cool. Here's another dumb campaign.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we're disrupting the industry. We are doing this. Like, I hate that term. Same thing with unapologetic. I'm so sick of that
unapologetic
word. Yeah. It's like we are unapologetically this. You're like, okay, like, I don't fucking care. Can I just get my fucking hot dog already?
Hey, just get ready for these Super Bowl ads, man. You gotta see that.
Dude, I remember. Super Bowl ads, bro.
Get ready.
You know?
I mean, I don't care. I'm not gonna be really watching them, but.
You're not gonna. Oh, it's like.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll check in here and there, but I think it's different than. Remember years ago? Like, that was like such a thing for us, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like, that was like.
And they're still entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not as interested as I was before, of like, who has, you know, the top spot, and like ranking them and when we'd write articles about which one was the
best.
Which
one was the best one? I'm like, man, I actually don't care. Like, I was like, man, like, trying to watch, like, Tom Brady win another Super Bowl, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't... And, like, maybe that's just maturity and that's, like, things have changed, but, like, I don't know. It's like I don't have, like, a passion for that industry anymore.
No, and the strategy is different now, too, because they released them, like, weeks before. They're all online already on YouTube, and it's probably different than before when you had to just sit down and just watch all the ads, you know? But now it's a whole campaign. They're releasing it before. There's already all these articles like ranking them before it even airs. And I'm like, what?
And there's like a lead up to it. So it's like you have to follow the story, and then the Super Bowl is like the reveal of it.
As if anyone cares.
Yeah. You're just like, okay, like this isn't a movie. I'm like legitimately just trying to watch. Like it's so, the industry is so self-serving like that.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're only doing it for that that type of person.
100%.
It's like what kind of Doritos commercial am I going to see? Like, okay, like some type of exploding crazy thing.
There's going to be some artists. There's going to be some musical artists on all of them, celebrities. That's what they really leverage. We'll see, right? I mean, we'll talk about it a bit because it's something that's kind of unavoidable, unignorable.
Yeah. Unignorable, you know, unapologetic. But that's, I mean, kind of wrapping this topic up, like the brands of the year thing, like I think like I wonder what the criteria is behind that. Because if it's just like the what brands like stood out the most in the marketplace, it's like, okay, yeah, sure. It's like a pay to play thing. But when there's like legitimate, like solid brands that have like done tangible, functional things for communities.
Yeah.
I think that is like so much more important and a bigger story to be told than ketchup.
100%. You know what I mean? Let's move on here. Speaking of artists, musicians, this one is a very random topic that I just figured would be cool to acknowledge and kind of talk about because it acknowledges like a blind spot that I have.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny. Do you listen to Bad Bunny?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
You got any favorite songs you can name or?
I mean, they're all in Spanish, so I can't pronounce them.
Fuck it. Just for the vibes, right?
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter, so it was trending a while ago, that his concert revenue hit $123 million in 11 shows.
Wow.
11 shows.
That's crazy.
Like, he's passed all the records at that point in terms of concert revenue.
That is insane.
I can't name a single song. And a lot of people were tweeting this in terms of people in the States, right? People
of course,
in North America.
Idiots.
They're tweeting, like, who listens to Bad Bunny? You know, stuff like that where it's like, I knew already he's massive. Granted, I didn't know he was this massive, 123 million in 11 shows. But I just think it's kind of funny sometimes because I see a lot of these comments and I can't really think of other examples. But let's hang on this one here where people think just because it's not in their circle or not around them that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, especially Americans.
It's especially like Americans, you know, so it's like, just because I've never heard of Bad Bunny or he's never played at my parties, he's never played in my Spotify list or anything like that, I think there's no way he could be this massive.
Right. It's the same
Look at the numbers.
It's the same thing with J Balvin, man.
Same thing. Yeah. It's like, man, these guys are huge.
I actually just started listening to J Balvin and Bad Bunny like late last year or early this year kind of thing. And like, I'll admit, I don't know the lyrics. Like, I don't know what vibe, most of this shit means. Right. But I'm like, man, this is good music. It's like pop music.
Yeah.
Like that Spanish, right? Like J Balvin, I think, is Colombian. And it's like,
it's a huge market.
Yeah. And you know what? I like it because I've been starting to listen to a lot more like international music because it's like, it's a vibe, man. And it like brings me to like a different place. It like allows me to like listen and understand music from different areas of the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's nice. Same thing with like I've been listening to like a little bit of Nigerian music lately too, where I'm like, dude, I'm like, this kind of music is like, and you can start to hear elements of that like trickle into like, you know, our pop music, and you're like, I like it, but it's like, man, like, I like the originality that, you know, some of these artists have, and like Bad Bunny is a good example of like one of those artists that like, you know, you probably haven't heard many of his songs.
No.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah.
But like, this guy is like one of the biggest artists in the world. Same thing with like,
he probably is, to be honest, at this point.
Totally.
Like, I think I remember even,
he played in Toronto, man.
Yeah. The thing is, like, so I think oftentimes, and this is my own blind spot where I'd be like, I think Drake is literally the biggest artist in the world. And granted, Drake is massive.
Sure.
Drake plays at Scotiabank.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny plays at the Rogers Center.
Right.
There's a difference.
But he Bad Bunny played at Scotiabank Arena.
Scotiabank?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad Bunny can sell out the fucking Rogers.
Totally, like, totally.
These 11 shows are stadiums. This is Dodgers Stadium.
Yeah.
This is not
Madison
Square Garden, you know? And that's a 30,000 attendee difference.
Totally.
So it's just something to kind of put in perspective of like how big some of these international artists are, and we kind of underestimate
them. I love it, man.
Yeah, I love
it. Like, I love it. It's like, man, like the music industry in North America, like you can hear, like, it's totally changed, right? There's so much more like global influence into like North American like pop music now more than ever, which is nice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like UK rap, like grime rap, like, man, that kind of shit's like, you know, what I listen to regularly now. Like, I like listen to like a bunch of like, you know, J Balvin, Bad Bunny, like, you know, even a lot of like, you know, Caribbean music, Vibes Cartel and stuff like that. Like, man, I love shit like that.
World boss.
Yeah, I know. I love that kind of stuff. It makes a big difference, and I like it makes it more enjoyable when you hear music from other areas of the world.
It's authentic,
you know what I mean? It's not, and like, I find like, you know, music from like North America can get kind of stale just because like I'm surrounded by it so much, you know?
You're hearing the same sounds, the same kind of content. Like, what I really like about, I wish, you know, with Bad Bunny, I don't actually know what he's saying, so like I can't really say what kind of lyrics is going on.
Yeah, but
with Afrobeat, like, and again, sometimes it's in a different language, but still it's like you hear, there's still English, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
It's pidgin, so there's like, it's, you know, broken down English and stuff like that, but it's just positive vibes.
Yeah.
Like, the music is just very positive.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
The lyrics are positive. It's uplifting.
It's a different perspective.
It's a different perspective, you know?
And I love it.
Yeah.
It takes so much.
We got to create a Mad Mix playlist.
Yeah, seriously. We should create a Mad Mix playlist. If you fuck with, and my friend Rebecca at work, Rebecca, if you're listening to this, she always sends me like, you know, J Balvin or like Bad Bunny.
You need
songs.
One
I'm
of those.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, Rebecca, shout outs to you. You're a real one.
You need one of those.
And whenever I'm listening to that shit, I always like send it to her. I'm like, yo, and she's like, let's go.
Yeah.
Love it.
Get you a Rebecca in your life.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Big time. Shout out to you, Rebecca. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. That is
episode 22. That was the music episode, bro.
To be honest, yeah.
I like that, man. It was kind of like a nice change from last week. Last week we left that. I was like, damn, like I'm pissed at the world. This one, I'm like, man, I'm going to toss on some J Balvin right now.
Some positivity.
But thank you so much for listening. You already know what it is. Stay tuned for more great content. We're doing big things this year. That was episode 22. If you have any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns, disagreements, agreements on anything we mentioned, let us know. Drop us a line in our comments, and we're happy to get back to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, and have a great morning, evening, night, whatever it is, whatever time you're listening to. Have a blessed one.
Peace.
Peace.